Welcome to installment 159 of Sefer HaMitzvos from the Rambam. Today's portion contains three commandments relating to the sacrifices. Positive commandment 63, the general commandment regulating the offering of a ola, a burnt offering. Prohibition number 146, a specific prohibition not to consume anything from a designated burnt offering. And positive commandment number 64, all of the laws regulating the chatas, or sin offering. Since in the next few days we'll be discussing the laws of the sacrifices in great detail, it might be wise to give a brief introductory word about the sacrifices in general. The word for sacrifice in Hebrew is korban, coming from the root korav, meaning close. The closeness of the sacrifice really is expressed in two ways. First of all, it represents and brings a closeness between God and the earth, that when a sacrifice is brought, a revelation of the presence of God becomes manifested in the world, and therefore God, so to speak, becomes close, in the sense that he is revealed to us and we can sense his presence. So too, the sacrifices were constructed in such a way that they were meant to make a person close to God, not only bringing God close to the world, but designed in such a way as the person will become inspired to elevate himself and improve his ways and come higher and higher. There were two general categories of sacrifices, the kachik kachim and kachim kalim, the more holy offerings and the offerings of a less holy status. There are many different types of kachik kachim, most holy offerings, which we will be discussing in the next few days. The most common were the burnt offering, the ola, the sin offering, or chatas, or guilt offering, asham. Being of this higher degree of holiness, they had certain factors, certain laws in common. For example, they had to be slaughtered on the north side of the altar, exclusively. So too, the blood had to be received in a kli shares, a sanctified vessel, in the north side of the altar, and the blood had to be sprinkled on the altar in two places, two diagonal corners of the altar. The first commandment of today's portion is positive commandment 63, which deals with the laws of an ola, or burnt offering. This commandment is related in the beginning of the book of Leviticus, chapter 1, verses 2 and 3. Where it is stated, Odim ki yakriv mikem korban lashem. A person who brings a sacrifice to God, im ayla korbane, if his sacrifice should be a burnt offering, min abakar, and from cattle, it has such and such laws. In addition, the verses continue and say, what happens if the burnt offering is not from cattle? It's rather from a goat, or sheep, or from birds, or even a lesser degree of offering, a meal offering. Commandment 63 is that whenever a sacrifice is brought as a burnt offering, it must conform to the laws of the burnt offering. This is regardless as to whether the sacrifice is an individual's burnt offering, or one for the congregation, such as the daily Tamid sacrifice. The word ola literally means to rise up, and it has this name because it was totally burned, unlike most of the other sacrifices, which had certain parts which were eaten, either by the Kohanim, the priests, or by the one who offered the sacrifice. The burnt offering was completely burnt. As the Mishnah says, Hefshit nituach v'chol le'ishim, it was skinned, and then cut into pieces, and then completely consumed by the fire. One reason given by our sages for the bringing of a burnt offering is that a person had improper thoughts of doing a sin. The Ramban explains that this is why the offering was completely burnt, to symbolize the fact that all of our thoughts are open before God, and nothing whatsoever is concealed from him. It is therefore totally consumed. This fact that the burnt offering was made to correspond to sinful thoughts is also brought as an explanation why the burnt offering is mentioned first in the Chumash among all the sacrifices. That since any sin starts off with a thought of sin, therefore the Ola, which corresponds to a thought of sin, is listed first in the Chumash among all of the sacrifices. The verse which the Rambam quotes at the beginning of Leviticus states, Odin ki yakriv mikem korban lashem. The word mikem, which means from you, is ambiguous in the verse, as explained in Chassidic philosophy, that the verse can be read, Odin ki yakriv mikem, that a person who wants to sacrifice, which as we mentioned previously, can also be translated, a person who wishes to become close, this is mikem, this is totally up to you, that no person can say that he does not have the ability to come close to God. In fact, every Jew, as the previous Rebbe explained in his Maimer Basel Lagani, every Jew has the capability of asking and claiming before God, when will my deeds reach those of my forefathers, Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob? That every Jew has the capability of being kiyakriv, of coming close to God. And it is totally up to him. He cannot claim that God has not given him the chance, because God certainly asks only within a person's capabilities. Therefore, if he is asked to come close to God, he has certainly been given the abilities and powers to do so. Furthermore, the verse continues, Mikem korban lashem, that from you the sacrifice has to come, literally from you. Not only are you required to bring an animal as a sacrifice, but literally a person must sacrifice part of themselves. Take their yetzahara, their evil inclination, and sacrifice that. The animal soul within us must be offered on the altar of God, and therefore brought up and itself made holy, consumed in the burning fire of love for Hashem. This law that this burnt offering must be totally burned also involved a prohibition, prohibition number 146. This prohibition is against eating any part of a burnt offering. As the Rambam derives from the book of Deuteronomy, chapter 12, verse 17, one may not eat in your gates any of the following things. And enumerated in this verse is any vow that you make, any offering that you promise to give. This that Rambam quotes from the Oral Torah is referring to a burnt offering. That this particular type of pledge that one is forbidden to eat is a burnt offering. And this is regardless of where the person eats it, or whether it was before the sprinkling of the blood, or after the sprinkling of the blood. That before the blood is sprinkled, any sacrifice is forbidden to be eaten. Whereas the burnt offering, even after the blood is sprinkled, it is forbidden to be eaten, in any place and in any time. The Rambam tells us that this prohibition also includes the idea of Me'ilah, as the Talmudic tractate Me'ilah refers to any case of unauthorized use of sanctified objects. Should a person take something which is sanctified, for example, an animal which has been donated or promised to the Beit HaMikdash, to the temple, should he use it for his own purposes, he is being Me'il, he is doing an unauthorized act of using a sanctified object, and he is thereby punished as explained in the tractate Me'ilah. However, there are different opinions as to what the actual punishment is. As the Rambam quotes the 9th chapter of the Talmudic tractate Sanhedrin, that the sages say that it is only a biblical prohibition, and therefore, as in other prohibitions, the punishment is lashes. Rabbi Yehuda, however, claims that the penalty is death. The law, however, is like the sages, as the Rambam quotes, that the punishment is lashes. The proof of the sages that Rambam brings is from a verse in the book of Leviticus, chapter 22, verse 9, referring to the consumption of truma by an impure Kohen. The verse states, "Umesu vei ki yechalalu," that they will die in this sin because they have profaned it. This sin comes to, is an extra word. Vei is extra and comes to exclude, says the Talmud, the case of a person who is mayel, who has uses in unauthorized fashion a sanctified object, that such a person is excluded from the punishment of death. A person who was mayel unknowingly, not knowing, for example, that it was a sanctified object, has to return whatever he has used and also must add on a chemesh, a fifth of the total amount, meaning 25% of the worth of the object. Positive Commandment 64 also relates to a sacrifice. In this case, the chatas, the sin offering. Here again, the commandment is that when a sin offering is brought, it must conform to the requirements as designated in the Chumash. The description of the sin offering is found in, again in the book of Leviticus, chapter 6, verse 18. This section begins, Zeis teres achatas. This is the law regarding a sin offering. And there in the Chumash it is described how and where it is slaughtered and which parts are allowed to be eaten from the sin offering. As the Chumash describes that the sin offering is similar in many respects to the burnt offering. It must be slaughtered on the north side. However, certain parts are eaten by the Kohanim and only within the enclosure of the communion tent, corresponding in the times of the Beis HaMikdash to the courtyard of the sanctuary. We will discuss the sin offering in greater depth as we discuss the reasons for which and the different commandments associated with different kinds of chatois, sin offering. Thank you for tuning into the daily portion of Sefer HaMitzvahs. For more information or to sponsor one of the installments, contact Sichas in English at area code 718-778-5436. That's 718-778-5436. And please join us again tomorrow.